Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Troy police have arrested a second man in connection to a shooting that left two people injured. Authorities have charged 27-year-old Christopher Guise with attempted murder. The shooting happened last week in the 100 block of Highway 231. Both victims are expected to be okay. Montgomery police say 26-year-old John Perryman is facing capital murder charges in the death of his grandmother, 79-year-old Evelyn Perryman. Perryman was found dead from blunt force trauma in the 3900 block of Gateway Court around 11:30 Sunday morning. And resurfacing work on Zelda Road in Montgomery will begin today. Construction crews will be out just after rush hour, resurfacing the road one lane at a time. Drivers should expect some delays, but the project should only last a few days. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Our name for the 11 o'clock hour that we're looking for, Jeremy Bell. Jeremy Bell, you have the rest of this hour to call us back at 396-5477. Jeremy Bell, call us back at 396-5477 in order to qualify to win the 1-carat Forever Mart diamond.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Why I'm in this music mood today.
Yeah.
But I've been there for a while. Kind of whatever I listen to on the weekend or the night before the show.
Drifts in.
Yeah, sort of influences me a little bit the next day. I was kind of in an outlaw country 70s, 60s, 70s pop mood. So I ended up, that's where I ended up headed. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. We will be here on a daily basis from 9 to noon.
That's right. 9 your daily and, scheduled nooner.
And 9 until your daily scheduled nooner. I like that, Dave. I like that.
Well, you came up with it, so.
Well, I did, but you know what?
It sounds great. Good, though, doesn't it?
Everybody needs a nooner occasionally. And by that, I mean a lunch date.
Right. Something to do at noon.
Yeah. Let's see here. Gosh, I'm like just now breaking into my 10 o'clock news. We're never going to get through all this.
Well, you know.
Alex Jones has offered a $1 million reward as the FBI investigates child pornography planted on his InfoWars server.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wait.
Say it again.
I'll read the headline. This is from thecurrent.com. This is a Connecticut paper, Connecticut Daily Current. Alex Jones offers $1 million reward as FBI investigates child pornography planted on his InfoWars server. The FBI has informed Alex Jones someone planted child pornography on the servers for his InfoWars website, and on Friday, the controversial radio host offered a $1 million reward for any information leading to an arrest. Alex Jones has a lot more money than people think.
Yeah.
This guy has been selling supplements like a madman for years.
Mm-hmm.
He runs the website basically as an advertisement for a supplement business.
Yeah.
That's where he makes his money.
Yeah.
That super male vitality.
Mm-hmm.
People take that.
Well, and it's interesting that it came out in Connecticut because part of the controversy around him is the Sandy Hook thing and yada, yada.
Well, that's
yada.
Why it came
right.
out.
Yeah.
Federal authorities have been conducting a child pornography investigation for several weeks after they reviewed email threats made against Jones that contained links to child pornography websites. This according to his attorney, Norm Pattis.
Yeah, you know, the thing, you know, if you're out there and you're listening, you're thinking, you know, I'm going to threaten somebody and I'm going to get them picked up for child porn and all that. Don't email it and don't put the links in it.
Yeah.
Because guess what? The feds are going to find that like the second that you sent it and he was like, you know, called somebody or emailed them, was like, hey, somebody just sent me this.
Knew.
They've already caught you. They literally did like one thing and they know who you are.
They looked at the NSA database.
Yeah.
And they said, that's where it came.
Right. And I mean, even if they didn't have that, they can find you pretty easily.
Well, and people think VPNs are going to be the same.
No.
VPNs are fine to watch Netflix from Finland.
Right.
Because, you know, like Tombstone, for example. I had to watch it on a VPN in order to watch it.
Oh.
Because it's not available in the United States, but it was available in Finland. So I set my VPN to show that I'm in Finland.
Right.
Watching Tombstone.
All right.
Right? If you surf the internet in public, you should have a VPN program.
Yes.
Even if it seems really safe and secure.
It's not.
Of course it's not. But basically, if they had opened one of these emails, they would be guilty of having child porn.
Right.
When that didn't work, they started sending emails with the images embedded in them so that it wasn't visible to you, but it still put it on your server.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he's being sued by all these people over at Sandy Hook. Like, half the article goes into all that.
Yeah.
The reason they're looking at this is they've asked for emails about Sandy Hook or any of the victims' names or anything like that. And Alex Jones said, I've got 9.3 million emails on my server. Do you know how many people probably email that guy?
A lot.
We're on a mid-sized market in Montgomery. You know how many Facebook messages and text messages and emails I get every day from people listening to the program?
A lot.
This guy's on nationwide.
Yeah.
I mean, he gets a ton. let's see here. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Who's this?
Hey, Bruce, it's Sam.
Hey,
hi, Sam.
I'm having a beautiful morning. I was listening to your show, and you started off, you had a powerful first hour that about Spencer Collier. It'd be worth running back over some of that again if you felt like it.
You can listen to the...
I got a podcast. You want to just play the podcast again?
Well, I can do that, but I'm just, you know... I'm like everybody else.
What's your interest?
I've got an opinion. My interest.
Yeah.
I've got no interest, man. I just enjoy a good radio. Y'all are it.
But I was
thinking though, you know, if you talk about your eulogy, what would be? If I was there, I would remember the day that it was right after some vote, and you was upset with Reed Ingram, and you accused him of being a liar, pants on fire, and I just thought that was pretty good.
So you like it when Baron cuts a wrestling promo on people, huh?
That's exactly it. He said he was tired. He was tired of choking on Reed's big Cuban, and I didn't understand that. And it just, anyway, you know, that's all I got, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Have a good day.
Makes it sound like I was telling him I was choking on something.
I got
a big Cuban, very big Cuban. Believe me, there's no problem there. You never know.
It's true.
So anyway, watch out for child porn in your email, people. Watch out for... This is what the left will do. They'll put child porn on your...
That's just
evil. Did I tell you I had a client like that?
Yes.
Someone hacked into his Facebook. They didn't hack. They had the password. They just logged in.
Right.
But they put child porn on his wall.
Ugh.
And, of course, the police call him. They're like, hey, buddy, come talk to us. So we go talk to him, and I said, well, let me just subpoena Facebook, and we'll figure out where they came from. If they came from my client, arrest him. If not, you know, it's not his fault.
Right.
So we subpoena Facebook. The most terrifying thing that's ever happened, by the way. It wasn't long after that that I shut my old Facebook account down, and I didn't have a Facebook page for 5 years. Because when you subpoena Facebook, you get everything you've ever done. And I'll give you an example. If you're having a Facebook message with somebody, this is the old day when it was embedded into the website itself, not a separate program. I don't know how it is now. But when you write a Facebook message with somebody and you say, you know, say you're typing with Dave and you say, Dave, you're such a son of a... And then you delete it before you send it. And they're like...
They've got it when it's typed out.
Yes. It's a keystroke logger. Every keystroke you make on their page is logged.
Mm-hmm.
And that was back then. That was 6 years, 7 years ago. Who knows what they're doing now? Everything else.
Who knows?
Speaking of Facebook, I got a Facebook story in here somewhere. Here it is. They have a secret hate agent formula.
Yeah,
hate agent. That's in quotes because that's what they call people. Internal Facebook document reveals that the social media giant monitors your offline behavior as part of how the company determines whether you should be classified as a hate agent, according to the document. Titled Hate Agent Policy Review, the document reveals that Facebook employs a series of signals which include a person's behavior both on and off the platform. Once determined to be a hate agent, the person is banned from the platform. Here is directly from the document. Are you ready for this? If you praise the wrong individual, interview them, or appear at events alongside them, you might be a hate agent. This almost reads like a Jeff Foxworthy bit.
Right.
Facebook also may criticize you as a hate agent if you, quote, self-identify with or advocate for a designated hateful ideology. If you associate with a designated hate entity, or one of the examples cited by Facebook as a hate entity, which includes Islam critic Tommy Robinson, or if you have tattoos of hate symbols or hate slogans. Now, they don't give you any examples of these. But anti-racism advocacy groups increasingly label innocuous items as hate symbols, such as the one you and I talked about, the OK symbol, a cartoon frog, which now they've said is a Nazi symbol. They will also characterize you as a hate agent for possessing hate paraphernalia.
Like, say, if you had a MAGA hat?
I'm sure that's exactly what they're talking about. I'm glad you picked up on that. They monitor your offline behavior to determine who you were seen with, your comments about immigration, any potential tattoos or something you wear, if you're even neutral about someone. If you're even neutral, I'm surprised they hadn't found me a hate agent representing Gavin McInnes. I mean, he's been designated a hate agent by them. And things you say in private can even be used against you by Facebook. Candace Owens, Bridget Gabriel, Marie Waters, Carl Benjamin. I mean, people you may have even never even heard of. Facebook reveals you may be a hate agent merely for speaking neutrally about individuals and organizations that the network considers hateful. Oh, yes. Benjamin was designated a hate agent for his neutral representation of John Kinsman, a member of the Proud Boys. On April 21st of last year. How am I mean, I represent Gavin McInnes.
Yeah.
He founded the Proud Boys.
Right.
Facebook also accuses Benjamin, a classical liberal and critic of identity politics, as representing an ideological ethnostate.
Sure.
Yeah. So this is how Facebook is watching you. Very, very. Okay. These are the types of words that can get you banned from Facebook now. Anything that talks about physical, mental, or moral deficiencies, including the phrase deformed, underdeveloped, hideous, ugly, retarded, cretin, low IQ, stupid, idiot, Slutty, fraud, cheap, free riders. I hate, I don't like, blank are the worst. Gross, vile, disgusting. Any of those words can get you labeled as a hate agent.
Hmm.
We're entering a weird world, amigos.
I wonder if Chief Keef has a an official page. He has a song called I Don't Like. It's all about things he doesn't like. I'm gonna guess they haven't banned Chief Keef.
What a verified hate agent. Of course, it's only if you dislike their people.
Oh,
people.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you can make fun of Christian. I saw a great cartoon the other day. This guy's talking to this woman, and he says, I don't think women should have equal rights to men, and I think gays should be killed. And she was like, oh, my God, you're disgusting. Are you a Republican? He's like, no, I'm a Muslim. And she's like, oh, well, that's okay.
Well, that's different.
I didn't mean to offend you.
Oh, Lord.
18 after. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name. Because there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La, 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 la.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, this is David, and it's too early for our 4th of July sale, and I've milked Memorial Day for all it's worth, so I'm having an anniversary sale. I really don't remember exactly when I opened my first store, so now is as good a time as any. Our new lineups from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Southern, and Diamond have arrived, and they include some fabulous mattresses from extremely firm to sink-in plush, with nice queen mattresses from $249 and kings from $299, all the way up to really luxurious mattresses in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. We also discount headboards, beds, and adjustable bases every day. With over twice the selection of the other stores on display, many exclusive in this area, lowest prices, great customer service, and mattresses in stock, it's no surprise we keep getting voted Montgomery's favorite. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Montgomery and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, locally owned and operated by someone you can actually talk to. Me.
They ask him all the time, but Dave, who is the best Beatle?
I mean, duh. Is there even a competition? It's Ringo.
You really believe that, or is that just a shtick?
What do you mean, I really believe it? Listen to the song. It's bananas. It's better than... It's certainly better than anything Paul ever did on the solo side.
Let it be?
That wasn't Paul Solo. That's
oh, no,
that's
that
the
was, he was yesterday. He
yeah.
was yesterday. Oh,
yeah,
Paul
I mean,
Solo.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'm amazed.
Wrong.
Band on the run.
Wrong.
I thought you were talking about Paul songs during the Beatles era.
No. Paul's entire solo career is canceled because of simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Now, I know that I was saying that... we shouldn't advocate for people to be put in camps earlier, but Paul could have gone to a camp for that one. Not Ringo, though. Ringo's been stuck in God mode since the 1970s, Baron.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Speaking of God mode, Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. He got back not long ago from a buying spree. You need to go in and check out those cases. Cases upon cases upon cases of antique heirloom quality jewelry, the kind of stuff you drool over, not the stuff everybody's wearing. I mean, you know, and he has the modern bridal sets, but he has like modern bridal sets that are unique and have a great little spin on them and neutral stuff, and not the, you know, a lot of people all buy the same stuff. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Not with Troop Booth, not at Heirloom Jewelers. Get in there when you get a chance. He's on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from Do Re Mi Karaoke, across from Vaughn Road. You know, Rick and Moses, boom, right in front of there. Every person in town that's been to Rick and Moe's, they go, oh, that's Heirloom Jewelers. So, yeah, get by Heirloom Jewelers when you get a chance. You're going to love it. And while you're there, take some jewelry in with you. Have them valued. You might walk out of there with cash. I mean, you got no in your pocket. If he doesn't offer you enough money, just say no. Put it back in your pocket and leave. But it's incredible. He buys about 90% of everything that comes in his store because he offers so much money for stuff. So much money.
So much money.
So get by Heirloom Jewelers when you get a chance. Also, find him on Facebook and like his stuff. His Facebook page is amazing. It's amazing. He's got an Art Deco sapphire and diamond ring on there right now. Huh? Make you drool. Red Top.
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning to you.
How are you, sir?
I wonder if you heard about the Pope and the married priest.
The one about the Pope?
Is this a joke you're setting up?
No.
Oh, no.
Francis issued a letter today that said they're considering married priest in the Amazon. They have no priest down there, and celibacy has become a problem, so they're considering, well, they're going to recruit men to become priests that are married. And that's really a great move because it's been a kind of a curse on the Catholic Church for many years.
I disagree. I'm a big fan of non-married priests. I do not want that changed worldwide. I understand in some...
Why?
For several reasons. But I understand in some cultures and some areas it's just too hard to recruit non-married men to be priests. And that's unfortunate because I think a non-married person does a better job leading a parish than a married person would. You know, we actually in the Archdiocese of Mobile have married priests. Were you aware of that, Red Top?
Maybe these were people that were married before they became priests.
No, these were people that were Anglican priests who were married, who converted to Catholicism, and they were allowed to keep their ordination and become Catholic.
That's what I just said.
No.
I said people that were married before they became priests. Yes, that exception has been around for
but
a
only,
while.
But only the limited coming from the Anglican communion into the Catholic Church.
Are so closely related.
Right. But I am a fan of non-married priests. I will always be a fan of non-married priests for multiple reasons. One is there's no divided loyalty. There's no divided loyalty. If you read through Paul's writings, he talks about the unmarried man and the married man and how the married man has his wife and children to consider primarily. And the church is, if he has time, he can continue to spend time and money and effort building up the church. The non-married man has no divided loyalty. He has one sole mission in life, and that is to work towards the kingdom of God. So I am definitely a fan of non-married priests. I have been non-Catholic, and I have been Catholic. And the dedication of a non-married person leading your parish is unparalleled by anything I ever experienced in the world of married clergy in the Protestant world. It's just, and there's nothing wrong with non-Catholic Christians. I'm a big fan of them. I like them, all that good stuff. I'm not knocking them. My church is better than your church. I'm not doing any of that. I'm just saying.
I'm very glad to hear that because that's certainly a turn coming from the Catholic side.
Yeah, no, it is, though, a total night and day difference in experience. 24-hour a day, 7-day-a-week dedication. These men work with almost no pay. Our priest makes $1,400 a month. I'm on our finance council. I'll tell you what they make. He makes $1,400 a month. He lives on the parish property. He has no wife and kid to tend to. If there's somebody needs to be baptized, somebody needs a confession, somebody needs to be visited in a hospital, in a prison, there's no, I got a kid's basketball game to go to, there's no...
So do doctors. Doctors are married, man. I don't get the divided loyalty, but that's your opinion.
You also pay doctors hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to be inconvenienced. You don't pay priests hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. You pay them nothing. They get yep. next to nothing. I mean, our priest makes like 12 grand a year.
They get retirement though.
They do.
And health benefits.
They do.
Yeah. So, I agree. It's a unique situation. But I think it's a good move for the Catholic Church to go in that direction. And we know now that...
I think it's a terrible move, and I hope it doesn't catch on worldwide. But I understand in some extreme measures. Now, keep in mind, this is not... There are two types of law in the Catholic Church. There's canon law, there's God-ordained law, dogma, and then there's what we call merely ecclesiastical law.
Yeah.
The non-married priest is merely ecclesiastical law, meaning it's just for the order of the church. It's something that could be changed on a whim. It doesn't have to go through some major council. You're not saying that God told you it had to be this way. You're just saying for the purpose of ordering the affairs of the church, Christ's church, we're going to do it this way because we in our human wisdom have determined this is the best way to do it.
Yes, that's true. Thank you, man.
All right, appreciate it. But no, I hadn't seen that. But I'm interested in it. I'm glad he brought it up. Who's this?
Biloxi Gamble.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I've never been married. The Catholic Church ought to be recruiting me to be a priest.
You know, our priest that we have now, Reverend Wayne Youngman, he was a late-in-life priest. I think he was, I don't know, I don't want to say how old he was, but I think he was probably 50-plus, maybe 55-plus before he decided to be a priest. He was living in Enterprise. He's a retired helicopter pilot for the U.S. Army, had flown many missions, had, ascended the ranks of the military. He's a veritable badass, but he's also now a Catholic priest, and he's doing a good job.
Yeah, I can't do the vow of poverty, but...
It's not a vow of poverty. You don't take a vow of poverty as a parish priest.
Okay, but... it's funny that you mentioned the helicopter pilot, though, because I was going to compliment you. The reason for my call was I think bumper music is always on topic, and bumper music today has been excellent.
Thank you.
Chris Christopherson is right up there with Jim Croce, and you know Chris Christopherson, I believe. I don't know if it's urban myth or not. I don't have any proof of this, but he landed a helicopter.
I was just talking about this on Johnny Cash's lawn and gave him that song, right?
Yes, it gave him a lip massage. I don't know if he was arrested there or arrested when he got back to the airport, but of course he gave up his license to fly a helicopter, but he was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. And there's two ways to get killed in Vietnam when you're a helicopter pilot. That's the enemy or the helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chris Christopherson is a real man.
I agree.
Charlie Daniels, you played one of his songs that he no longer plays anymore.
Why?
And did you say why?
He didn't play Long Haired Hippie anymore? Or Long Haired
Hippie? No. He doesn't play any of that. That stuff anymore, and when I used to have another career 100 years ago, I would come out on stage to Trudy, and I don't know if you know the song Trudy, but Trudy is a very good song. It's a storytelling song, something about he's in jail and a gambler and all that. But anyway, check out Trudy. You might want to add that to bumper music as well sometime.
I will look into it.
I love that song. It was a good opener for me when I hit the stage. But
appreciate it.
That's what I had. Okay, guys. Thank you very much. Bye.
When we get back from this break, I have evidence. I have proof, verifiable proof, that the God Emperor of the United States, Donald J. Trump, listens to this program. I've long suspected it, Dave. I've long suspected that from the hours of 9 to noon, that would be 10 to 1 on Trump time. I've long suspected this program blares through the entire West Wing. I don't think the residence quarter wants to hear it. So I don't think I don't think Barron and Melania sit around listening to News and Views. But I know now that the God Emperor listens to this program. I know he does. And I'm going to tell you why after the break. 799-1284. That's Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. 799-1284. If you get in touch with him, ask him how effective radio advertising has been for him. Just say, Riley, I know you're the master painter. I know you've been in this business for 50-plus years. I know you're the guy all the other little painting contractors want to be when they grow up. I know you offer the Riley Manning Guarantee. You pay only after the job's complete, only after you're satisfied. I know all that, Riley. But how effective is that radio advertising really? And he'll say, how did you know all that? But for the radio advertising. But he'll go through the litany. I mean...
Riley can't afford to retire. He's making too much money off the radio advertising. You want that problem? Call us. Call him, 799-1284. Ask him to paint your house. We'll be back.
What I feel, I can't say. My love is a view any time of day. It's all love that you need. And I'll try my best to make everything succeed.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, July 28th, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
News Talk 93.1 is calling you out so you can call in for carrots and win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 for Marguerite's exquisite jewelry.
Yay! I'm so excited!
Awesome.
Winning is simple. Register online at newstalk931.com and listen for us to call you out so you can call in and get qualified to win.
All right, that's awesome.
A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Summer doesn't officially arrive till Friday, but we are back to a summertime pattern for sure. Sun and cloud mix today. Another very humid day with a high temperature in the lower 90s. There'll be a few hit or miss storms here and there. Not every town will get one. They'll be mostly around in the afternoon and evening hours. Tonight's low 72. Then tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, a generous supply of scattered showers and thunderstorms each day. In fact, they're likely, but again, the best chance in the afternoon and evening. Low 90s each day, lows at night in the low 70s, and not much change Friday from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
You can make the mountains
All right, guys, welcome back in 36 minutes after 11. Come on, smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another. Right now. Peace and harmony. That's what we promote here on News Talk. Isn't that right, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
I have evidence that the God Emperor listens to this program. I don't know if you were on yet. I had a thing for a while where I kept telling Washington, D.C., if you want to break the cycle of the swamp, you got to take all the federal agencies and sprinkle them over the country. Were you here for that?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've talked about it before. Oh, is there a reason you mentioned Kansas City?
Yeah, put one in Dubuque.
Put one everywhere.
Put one in Boise. Put one in Montgomery. I mean, major national agencies like Health and Human Services. And then if somebody wants to go work for Health and Human Services, they got to move to Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to go work for USDA, they got to go to Kansas City under a Trump proposal. Trump is talking about moving USDA personnel from D.C. to Kansas City. And, of course, people in Washington, D.C. are going
nuts.
Bonkers. Bonkers. Because here's what happens. You get these professional bureaucrats. They move to Washington, D.C. because they want that federal job. And then they just go from agency to agency. They might work at HHS for a little while. Oh, there's a better opportunity at USDA. I'll slide over there. I'm going to slide over to DOJ for a bit. Now I'm going to go over to energy. Now I'm into commerce. And they make their way up. They don't want to live in Montgomery.
Nope.
They don't even care about working for the federal government. They just want to live in D.C. where there's a lot of hot young women. Or, if they're a woman, where there's a lot of hot young men. That's all they care about. They want to go to Nationals games. They want to go to clubs. They want to ride the metro. They want to live in cool, gentrified neighborhoods. What are you cackling about?
Nothing.
That?
Somehow I don't think that most of your career bureaucrats are super worried about the hot chicks and the hot dudes. They want those sweet federal benefits and a job you can't get fired from.
Yeah, they want those bennies.
And then, you know, you serve your 20 or 30 years, however long, and what do? You go to an outside company and the same agency hires you to tell the people that got hired after you what to do.
Yeah. You basically retire at 50 or 55. Mm-hmm. And then you have another 20 years to work in another career, and you're drawing a full federal retirement, mm-hmm. and you're drawing a salary, and you're going to retire from there, too.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to move to Kansas City, though, Dave. Kansas City's boring. It's got bad barbecue. It's got worse football.
Wow. It's a hot take.
Kansas City barbecue's terrible.
Mm. It's just beef barbecue. It's pretty right. good. Burnt ends are good.
Terrible. They got that sappy brown sauce.
Well, there's that.
That's the problem with Kansas City barbecue, yeah. is that crap they put on it. Molasses. What's that, a sorghum? That has no business being on beef. Or pork, for that matter. I'm sorry. I am a barbecue connoisseur.
Yeah?
I love barbecue. I would eat it every day. Or twice, three, four times a week. I wouldn't maybe eat 7 days a week, but three or four times a week, I would eat barbecue. There are some very legitimate barbecue houses in Alabama. You get too far away from here, and everybody's got their own regional barbecue that kind of sucks. I don't want that Carolina crap. I don't want that Texas stuff, to be honest with you. I want pigs.
Yeah, well, in Carolina, they do pigs.
I know, but Carolina has that...
Carolina barbecue is good.
Vinegary, thin sauce.
There is, like, the...
No sweetness.
Like, one of the... I would say that... We'll put it this way. I went to a average, like, church barbecue place one time. You know, like, my friend was like, yeah, we're going to go. They always have this church barbecue. And I was like, really? Church barbecue for, like, that's what we're going to do for lunch? It's like, yeah, dude, it's good. We went, and it's better than any barbecue that's available in Alabama. North Carolina barbecue is legit. I don't think, I mean, without really naming names, there's, like, one or two here that are like, legit good. The rest of them, kind of meh. I remember when I moved to Mobile. All right, out of market, because I'm not going to give anybody free advertising. Mm-hmm. But everyone's, got to go to the Brick Pit. You got to go to the Brick Pit. Brick Pit's it's the best part. Dude, this is like average lunchroom barbecue. And this is their best one.
I didn't say anything about Mobile.
Around
but
here?
There's some really good ones around here.
Hmm.
Some really, really good ones around here. I'm not going to give them free advertising. They can call
I haven't
them.
Noticed.
You haven't noticed? I'll say, here's one out of market. You been to Chuck's in Opelika?
I have not been to Chuck's in Opelika. Is Chuck's worth the drive?
To me, it well, I, every time I go towards Atlanta, I stop at Chuck's.
Is it worth the drive?
I wouldn't drive 60 minutes for just barbecue.
But if you're going there, you like to go to Chuck's.
If you're going there, Chuck's is good. And there's one in Lynette on your way out of town.
I've not heard of Chuck's. I'll try Chuck's.
Chuck's is good.
I just, I don't know. A lot of the barbecue places here are just kind of...
You've been to Jim's on 82 up in...
Yeah.
Maplesville?
Yeah.
Nothing?
It's solid. It's like a, it's a B.
Okay.
Most, I'd say most are like the, I think the best Alabama barbecue is probably a solid B. Even Big Bob Gibson, which Bob everybody Gibson's goes nuts about.
It's okay. Everybody goes nuts about the chicken and the white sauce. Yeah. I don't particularly do the white sauce, and I don't eat your yard bird. And their pit is, I mean, their pit barbecue is, it's good, though. I mean, it's above average barbecue, 100%.
Yeah.
And if you're into chicken, apparently the chicken's amazing.
I'm going to go with a solid B.
Here's what I tell people who go to Big Bob Gibson's. Stay the hell away from the coleslaw.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be on the menu. It shouldn't be in the state of Alabama. I mean, that is awful. I wouldn't serve that to prisoners in Dresden.
See?
That's some of the worst coleslaw I've ever tasted in my life. And I love coleslaw. You give me wet cabbage in just about any variety and I can put it down. Everything from the oil and vinegar chappies to the sweet, you know, mayonnaise-based kinds. I like the barbecue slaws.
Yeah.
I like chow chow. I don't want to have anything to do with Big Bob Gibson's barbecue. I mean, with their coleslaw. That
right.
Is, ugh. Now, the barbecue's good, though.
Mm.
It's good. It's an experience. You get it on the potato?
I've never gotten it on the potato.
The potatoes are the size of your thigh.
Yeah, but like...
And they just chock it full of that pork barbecue.
If you got, I mean, but that's ordering a loaded baked potato. That's not ordering barbecue.
Well,
like,
yeah.
The meat has to stand on its own with the sauce.
Correct.
And that is, like, few and far between around here.
Who's this?
This is Bo Holt.
Hey, Bo. What's going on?
How are you?
Doing
what's
well?
Up?
You know, I don't know if y'all remember, there used to be a restaurant called Lee's Chicken in Montgomery. And the Crystal on Zelda Road used to be the Lee's Chicken. And they had amazing coleslaw.
That's
and they
wonderful.
Served honey with the biscuits. But,
the name would have scared me off.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Baron's like, I'm not going there.
Lee's Chicken? No, thanks.
Well,
that's like Zaxby's. Everybody rages about Zaxby's. Not going in there.
Well, I think, from what I understand, the guy that founded it, he and Colonel Sanders used to be friends, and then they had a falling out, and he started his own chicken place, and Sanders started his. But no, the other day you were talking about barbecue. You were talking about somebody who was fat, and you said that he needed to stay off the barbecue. But from somebody that's lost about 10,000 billion pounds here recently, it's... the meat, the barbecue chicken, all that you can eat as much as
correct.
That stuff as you want. It's like the keto stuff.
Yep.
It's the carbohydrates that are just awful, and I love carbohydrates.
Carbohydrates are what give you diabetes. Carbohydrates are what give you high cholesterol. Carbohydrates are what give you all the terrible things in life.
Right.
But they also taste so good.
But they're so good.
They taste so delicious.
they taste very good. But
you just got to limit them, my friend. You got to limit them.
Exactly. Everything in moderation. But no, I just wanted to comment on the coleslaw stuff because you're right. Sour coleslaw is not very good to me, but the stuff that's got a little bit of sweetness to it is good coleslaw.
I like Chappie's sour coleslaw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's got enough oil in it that it's got something to it. And it's got a little sugar in it, I think. But
you know,
Big Bob Gibson is just like minced cabbage with white vinegar on it and like someone... I don't know. Like, let it ferment for a month after that? Or I don't know. It's just terrible. Appreciate your car.
Yeah.
You run. 272-9228. Who is this?
Good morning, fellas. When you're talking about barbecue, do you classify the meat in one place and the sauce in the other, or you just do it? Because, I mean, there ain't no way. I put Jim's barbecue against anybody as far as tenderness. I mean, you can't. But then you go to North Carolina, that's the vinegar stuff, and then...
Well, it's like half vinegar, half mustard, yeah.
So when you talk about barbecue, are you just talking about the meat, or are you talking about the sauce, or is it all, all inclusive?
Yeah, I mean, it all depends, but the sauce should ideally complement the meat.
I got you.
I don't know. It's just one of those things where, like, I just... Barbecue in Alabama has yet to really blow my skirt up.
But the vinegar,
and I was amazed by North Carolina. Everywhere that we went in North Carolina had this one little place that everybody said was good, and every time I was like, yeah, it's not going to be any good. And it was always bananas.
Yeah.
I guess that vinegar just runs through the meat and gets on the bread. So, I don't know. I just like the sauce to sit on the meat, you know what I mean, and just be there just when you're biting through it. Kind of get a 1-2 punch.
Oh, and look, but, I know that I'm poking the bear here, that everybody has their favorite place and all that, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's what I was calling. I didn't know about the sauce. But I want to tell y'all, man, Midtown Pizza Kitchen, another thing that something happened yesterday. I did no pictures, none of that. All my kids, we let me pick. Of course, I picked Midtown. And now we got, man, we signed the tablecloth and tore it off, you know, because they take it off and throw it away. It's right. Perfect for us. You know, we make a mess. We all got to sign it. You know what I mean? It's something. So if you have a party meeting, now you got something else you can do. Everybody sign it. You can tear it off, take it home with you, and have a keepsake. It's probably one of the best Father Days ever,
Here's where Randall spilled his shrimp a la mode. Here's where Aunt Judy got drunk and knocked a red wine over. You take the whole keepsake with you?
Yeah, oh, man.
Here's where the Caesar salad was too full and kept spilling over the sides.
Say it again so everybody back can hear you.
Too crisp and cold. Too much dressing and deliciousness just pouring out of there.
That salad. I went with a salad. Everybody got a different kind of pizza. I did the chicken salad. I don't know why. They just jumped off the menu, man. And Dalton said, that's a mighty big bowl of salad. But, man, it was a half a yard bird laying on top of the lettuce, man, just so perfectly with them apple chips.
That sounds good. I appreciate it. I'm not a big chicken guy, and that sounded good. That sounded really good. Hey, if you're going to, you talk about barbecue. Rarely do you go into a barbecue place and they're like, would you like to taste our fondant?
Right.
You know, would you like to taste our, what's some of them other fancy
right.
Would you like to try our duck confit? No, man. Barbecue's barbecue. Why? Because you find one thing and you do it right.
Correct.
That's what Chase Interiors does. Chase Interiors found one thing they do right, and they do it right. They do it right over and over and over. Drywall cracks, holes in your ceilings, holes in your walls. Doesn't matter how they got there. They're not going to judge you. They're not going to ask any questions. They're just going to fix it. Watermarks, AC leak, water heater leak. Somebody plugged the, you know, toilet upstairs and it flowed over. They're not going to ask questions. They're just going to come in and fix it. They're going to get the job right and they're going to fix it. And it's going to be amazing. 799-1502. That's how you get in touch with Chase Interiors. 799-1502. You can check them out online. ChaseInteriors.com. ChaseInteriors.com. Talk to my man Trey over there. You know, they always cover up your floors and furniture. They care about it. They're on time. They do what they say they're going to do. They do it the best way possible. They're pleasant. It's a painless process. It's a painless process. And no job is too big and no job is too small. But bam, 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 I just have one four-knuckle hole in my wall. But that's okay. They'll come fix it. Oh, hell.
God, well?
Why do people hang up? I just looked at his name.
Seriously? Come on.
I was going to bring him in before I went to the break. Bye, Trey. I'm going to start banning people who hang up. Trey, you're fired. Or Kyle, that was Kyle. Kyle, you're fired.
Don't call back.
Don't call back, Kyle. You're fired. Don't make me go True Romance on you. I'll take one of those Chesterfields. 10 minutes to the top of the hour.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello?
Hello.
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to MyGuardianCU.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. If you've never been here, let me tell you how to get here. It's simple. We're here right outside of downtown Montgomery, right off I-65 at North Boulevard. When you take that North Boulevard exit, stay in the right lane. You're going to take the first exit. That's Louisville Street. At the bottom of the ramp, turn right, and turn right again. That's three times right to bring you right around to the river. You'll run right down into the river. And you run into the Capitol Oyster Bar where we cook up fresh seafood from the Gulf, y'all. We're getting all kind of red snapper, black grouper, some swordfish, some beautiful yellowfin tuna. I know you're getting hungry for some grilled fish, and get over to the steamer with steamed shrimp from Argentina. Kind of tastes between a shrimp and a lobster. Got those royal red shrimp. Got those oysters Rockefeller. We'll cook up something good for you every day. So check it all out at CapitolOysterBar.com. Go to the Facebook page. Get hungry. Get down here soon because we've been missing.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
My father sits at night with no lights on. His cigarette glows in the dark. The living room is still. I walk by, no remark.
Can you imagine being so confident that this is the first single you release in your entire storied career?
Seriously.
It's a great song, but it just doesn't have that, like, peppy, poppy...
Like You're So Vain?
Yeah, exactly. She led with That's the Way I've Always Heard It Should Be, which is a very deep, dark song. This was her original, and it made top 10. It made her famous. It's a great song.
But you say it's time we moved in together.
Do what?
I said, I can give you a good heart. I can give you a Carly Simon hot take.
What? Terrible?
Yeah, say, not just meh, but like just... not any good.
Oh, I like her. This whole album is good. Not the best of, but the her original one. She's good. She's good. 5 minutes on the top of the hour. We're going to get to Tom in a second. I do want to tell everybody, I told you, bathinnovations.com is the guest hotline here, 272-9228. They're also general contractors who can make your bath beautiful. I'm getting updates from customers of bathinnovations.com, or Bath Innovations of Alabama, who heard about them on this program first, called Bath Innovations. They got whole bathroom redos, or some one guy got his whole shower taken out and everything. And I'm getting the pictures sent to me, the before and afters. It is night and day, people. It's absolutely incredible, including the acrylic they have over there. The acrylic is just dynamite. I mean, you with the laser etched stuff, you can't tell it's not tile and grout. It's really, really spectacular stuff. Really good looking. Laser etched acrylic. You can do your bathroom. You can do your showers, tub, all that kind of stuff. Get in touch with Bath Innovations of Alabama. 271-2723. 271-2723. Or just go in their showroom. You're right there on the East Boulevard, right in front of well, the Croniers Jewelry Shopping Center. It's right where Croniers Jewelry is, across from Home Depot. Bath Innovations, bathinnovations.com on the East Boulevard, or call them, 271-2723. Tom.
Hey, I wanted to compliment you again, sir, on your music today. It brings back a lot of memories for me. How old were you when you heard Supertramp?
For the first time?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. Single digits. 6, 8, 10, maybe. So, yeah. I mean, I was young.
78, 79, you had Supertramp, Toto, Van Halen, Molly Hatchet. I was like the radio TV guy on the ship. I was on a guided missile destroyer at the time, and we were in the North Atlantic. And in the wintertime in the North Atlantic around Cape Hatteras, you're walking on the walls most of the day and night. We played that music, and we played it as loud as we could, where the whole crew could hear the songs that was coming over. And it was all that music, late 70s, early 80s mm-hmm. stuff. And then you played the second one, which was Carole King from the Tapestry album. And I liked her when she was with male singer?
James Taylor.
Yeah, James Taylor. They did a few songs together. It was very good. Very good music at that time. But again, thank you for everything you've done today. Appreciate the music. Have a great day.
Appreciate it.
So that's 70s Quaalude rock. Just meh.
Well, I don't know why I was in that mood, but over the weekend I listened to a lot of that genre.
It's fine.
I listened to Carly Simon's album of not the album that song came off of, but her second album over the weekend, and I don't know. I just enjoy it.
It's fine.
I didn't know you didn't like Carly Simon. I didn't know people didn't like Carly Simon.
I don't know that I care enough, but I've just never heard anything that was like, you know, oh, wow, Carly Simon, you know.
But you know she's good enough to be a household name.
She is.
So you would assume.
Somebody missed a chance. They should have put her, Jagger, and Steven Tyler together, just the Big Mouth Thor. Later on, Julia Roberts comes in the picture.
She introduces them.
Just people with giant mouths.
Tomorrow morning, I'm going to cover this. The Department of Justice has now admitted. Why is my wife calling me? I'm on the air. The Department of Justice has now admitted the FBI never saw the CrowdStrike report on the DNC hacking claim. The FBI admitted in a filing over late last week that they never saw it, and it gets worse. And I'm going to cover this tomorrow morning early. We ran out of time. I was going to cover it during the 11 o'clock hours. We just finished the 10 o'clock news. It gets worse. They never actually, CrowdStrike never produced a final report. The last report even the DNC saw was an early draft report. CrowdStrike never finished the report. The FBI never looked at it. Never even looked at it. Yet that is the basis for the entire Russian hacking narrative.
Jeez.
The entire Russian hacking narrative based on a early draft report that was never finalized and never reviewed by the FBI. So not only did the FBI not look at the servers, the DNC servers, they didn't even look at the report, final draft or otherwise, of the company who supposedly examined the servers. They took the DNC's word for it. That CrowdStrike told